Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Elon Musk made $36 billion in one day this week, Monday, October 25th. Well, he didn't really make it. He sort of won it. The New York Stock Casino bestowed it upon him after learning that Hertz, the rental car company, had placed an order for 100,000 Teslas, the electric car that Musk's company developed. Today, Musk is the richest man in America, perhaps the world, with a personal net worth estimated at $255 billion. His company's market value exceeded $1 trillion, said to be more than any other company ever. Musk developed the market for all electric cars pretty much by himself, but his obvious success has stimulated such industrial mastodons as General Motors and Ford to say, "Hey, wait, slow down, me too." GM has gone so far as to say it will make nothing but electric cars by 2035 and will introduce 30 new models within 4 years. Ford launched an all-electric F-150 pickup truck, announced it would invest $22 billion in EVs, and that 40% of its vehicles will be all-electric by 2030. So the burden of powering the nation's transportation system is about to be transferred to an electric grid that is already failing. In the face of rising demand, old age, mismanagement, and climate change. One study shows that the average American home is without power for 8 hours every year. That's the average, and it is double the average of just 5 years ago. It is also far higher than that of any other developed country. Average annual home power loss in Japan, 4 minutes. Consider the forces now in play to take the grid down. Rising demand. Overall demand, which is rising globally, has not actually risen in the United States since the advent of the COVID pandemic. However, spikes in demand caused by heat waves, cold snaps, and droughts can overwhelm large sections of the grid, as happened in Texas last winter. And it is certain that demand will resume rising after the pandemic from its all-time high set in 2018. Increasing age. There are electric lines in use today that were erected in the 1880s. Most of the grid dates back to the 1950s and 60s and had a 50-year life expectancy when installed. Then there's mismanagement. Since the dawning of Reaganomics and deregulation in the 1970s, electric utilities have not kept up with the maintenance needed to keep the grid in shape, let alone the expansion required to meet new demands. For example, far too many serious outages and wildfires are traced back to the utility's failure to keep trees cut back away from power lines. Then there's climate change. The generation of electricity, one of the main sources of the pollution that causes global warming, is under savage assault by global warming. More frequent and more intense hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, wildfires, heat waves, derechos, microbursts, all are relentlessly on the attack. And defenders of the grid are beginning to look more and more like the defenders of the Alamo. So by all means, let's pile on to this creaky, aged, tottering system the burden of powering millions of automobiles. And let's do it real fast. What could possibly go wrong? To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.